So, when writing this evening's service, I wanted to see if there was anything significant about August the 7th, and I discovered two very interesting things. Today is National Psychics Day, as well as being International Forgiveness Day. So, held on the first Sunday in August each year is National Psychic Day, which celebrates the power of psychics throughout the world. Psychic Day was created by Richard R. Falk way back in the 19th century, and this was purportedly a publicity stunt on his part to promote some celebrity psychics that he was managing. However, whatever the reason, the day has attracted immense interest ever since. So, as your friendly neighborhood psychic, I expect cards, flowers, and presents galore to pour through the post in honor of my being, or you can just send chocolate or cash donations. That, of course, is a joke. But wouldn't it be nice if National Psychics Day was a bit like Mother's Day or Father's Day? International Forgiveness Day is also held on the first Sunday of August. It is a time to forgive and to be forgiven. There are two major organizations in particular that lay claim to creating International Forgiveness Day. Global Forgiveness Day began in 1994 and was created and sponsored by the Christian Embassy of Christ's Ambassadors. This is a special holiday sometimes called World Forgiveness Day, sometimes called National Forgiveness Day. International Forgiveness Day was created by the World Forgiveness Alliance, a non-denominational educational foundation. The founder of that is Robert W. Plath from Mill Valley in California. Of course, there are a number of other forgiveness days created by primarily religious organizations or organized groups promoting the concept of forgiveness. And there is enough trouble and strife in the world at the moment, for multiple layers of forgiveness to be applied to various people around the world, hopefully in order to make the world a better place. All of these holidays then promote forgiveness, to forgive, to forget, to put aside grudges, to bury the hatchet and end feuds. And all of them have this central message, which is that life is too short to hold on to the pain and anxiety of grudges. It is, I think, important to remember that forgiveness goes both ways. Whilst much of the focus of these days encourages us to forgive others, it's also really important to forgive the self for our own past misdemeanors and regrets. Because it is guilt and regret in part, which, if left unresolved, can manifest as karma after our death. So, anything and everything that we can do whilst we are alive to forgive ourselves, our misdemeanors, will hopefully prevent the manifestation of karma in our future incarnations. So, I have endeavored to kind of blend these two topics together today for our service. We're going to start with an opening prayer. This is adapted from a prayer by Debbie, now this name, Przybylski. I'm sure I pronounced that wrong. And then we'll go straight into tonight's meditation and channeling. So if you want to get yourself nice and comfortable, I'm just going to pop a little bit of music on in the background for our opening prayer. Take a few breaths then, please, and close your eyes. And we'll start. Divine Archangel Zadkiel, Angel of the Violet Flame, of mercy and forgiveness. We thank you for your presence and your power with us here this evening. We choose to forgive everyone who has ever hurt us and ourselves, and ask for your aid in this endeavor. Help us to set them free. Help us to release them to your care. Help us to bless those who have hurt us. Help us to forgive ourselves, our misdemeanors. Help us to set ourselves free. For we choose love. And we choose kindness. We choose compassion. And we choose forgiveness. In the divine's name, let this then be so. So mote it be. Amen. Now, keep your eyes closed and have a little fidget around to make yourself as comfortable as you can be, and we will move straight into this evening's meditation. So, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. And focus on the sound of my voice. Just take a few breaths. Make sure that your shoulders are nice and relaxed and loose, that there's no tension or stress in your neck, no tension or stress in your hands or feet. Breathe in, breathe out, and relax. As we begin, I'd like you to hold your intent regarding those who you would seek to forgive, or that which you might seek to forgive yourself for. Take a few slightly deeper breaths, bring your focus to your third eye, and we'll call upon the Archangel Zadkiel to be present and to aid us in our endeavour. The angel of mercy, forgiveness, and compassion, the living angelic spirit of the violet flame. Repeat then these words after me. Archangel Zadkiel, living manifestation of the power and wisdom of the violet flame. Archangel of Jupiter, mercy and forgiveness. We call upon your power and your presence. Be with us. Come to us. Become one with us. Guide us and aid us. Help us to transform that which we would now be released from in accordance with the will of the higher self and the divine. Let this be so. Amen. Feel the presence of the Archangel begin to build behind you in the air. Feel the warmth and strength of their body as it solidifies, blurring into sharper focus, surrounded in its nimbus of violet flame. Feel the sweep of the angel's robe and the towering majesty of their wings. Feel the beat of their heart up close against your back, echoing your own, and the gentle weight and heat of their hands resting on your shoulders. Feel their presence and welcome them into your space, into your aura, into your body, mind, heart, and spirit. Breathe in and out, and imagine that with the help of the archangel you are reaching into your third eye and pulling forth from it the violet flame, the brow center being the chakra most attuned to this energy of spiritual alchemy and change. Imagine, like a magician's trick, that the violet flame is issuing forth from the brow like a never-ending violet silk scarf, a great plume of gushing fire flowing forth from your brow out into the world around you. As the violet flame flows, steer it with your intent. Focus on those that have wronged you in the past, and let the violet flame transform and clear the remaining sadness, anger, pain, and animosity that exists between you, releasing them, forgiving them, setting both you and them free. As the violet flame flows, steer it with your intent towards yourself, cleansing and clearing yourself of those things that you still hold guilt for, those things that up until now you have been unable to forgive yourself for. Let the violet flame eat away at all these things, setting you free. Hold the intent simply. Hold the intent of what you want the violet flame to focus on and do. And like the conductor of some beautiful, strange spiritual symphony, allow the Archangel Zadkiel, who catches your thoughts, feelings, and intents, to guide the violet flame to where it needs to go. Allow and trust in the guiding intelligence of this mighty archangel to do what needs to be done for your greater good. Rest in this energy as it pours forth from you and into you. Breathing in, breathing out, relaxing deeper and deeper, leaving the violet flame to accomplish what it can. In a moment, when I speak again, it will be with the words of the angel. Guidance given from Zadkiel for you all. When we hold a grudge, we bear the weight of it, and our energy is consumed with keeping it alive. We are drained by it, consumed and tired by it, exhausted by the futility of rage and anger that can find no true way out. When we cannot forgive ourselves for something done or not done in the past, we make a choice to hold on to a wound that will not heal. We choose to cling to pain and sadness, recrimination, self-judgment and despair. We choose to make a choice to believe that we know better than the divine knows, better than our soul, that we are guilty. When in truth the higher powers that have created us, unconditional in their love, see nothing that is worthy of such punishment. We are the creators of our own reality. And through those things that we do and do not do, hold ourselves in exhaustion, hold ourselves in despair, hold ourselves in pain, all for want of making choices that are not supported by the divine. Let go then of this self-judgment. Forgive. Forgive those who have harmed you, and forgive yourself from the harm that you have done. Turn your light to the face of the divine and be absolved, washed clean. Make a choice to do better, to be better. Make a choice to continue to love and trust. Make a choice to be more conscious of the trust that you give and place in others. You are wiser for that you have known, that you have experienced, that you have journeyed through. Trust the wisdom that you have accrued and journey on. Let the power of my flame burn away all stain and be renewed. Be freed. Be transformed. When we are liberated from such pains, such weight, such drain, our energy is capable of empowering our spiritual and psychical growth. And we will find that the spiritual world, unseen, unheard, comes closer, blurs into focus, shimmers into sound. For the energy that we once expended in futility can now be redirected towards the blossoming of our soul. Psychic awareness, the inheritance of all of mankind, rising like the phoenix from the ashes of our own forgiveness. Empower yourself. Claim what is rightfully yours. Rise towards the light. Become what you were meant to be. Now is the time. Now is the hour. Yours is this magic. Yours is this power. Make it so. Let it be. Amen. Now take one final deep breath in and release that breath and blow the final plumes of the violet flame out into your world. Take a moment to begin to reset the brow center back to its normal default setting and give thanks to the Archangel Zadkiel for his help. Allow him to begin to step back, disentangling his energy from your own, fading back into the ether from whence he came. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe down through your legs and your feet, roots of energy deep and wide into the earth to ground and center yourself. Take a moment to become aware of your surroundings, feeling the chair beneath you, the ground beneath you, hearing the sounds in the space around you. Protect yourself in your normal way, and when you're ready, in your own time, open your eyes and return. Now, the meditation that we've just done can be practiced as frequently as you might like or need for yourself or in regards to others. As forgiveness is a hard thing at times, and some of us, myself absolutely included, are very bad at it, we might need to repeat it frequently before the effort takes root in the real world. But as Zadkiel mentioned, the benefits of forgiveness can be huge. If you have any questions from the meditation or channeling, please don't forget that you can email me about these, and I am more than happy to answer any questions free of charge. I'm going to stop the recording now then.